your top stories on Blitz this hour. Leicester thump Aston Villa at the King Power Stadium. Giacomo Nizzolo claims stage 2 of the Paris to Nice. Bangladesh take first T20 against Zimbabwe. The Vodacom Bulls named their squad to tour Australasia. And Marty's down Ikey's in nail-biting affair.
It's do or die for the VKB Knights as they welcome the Imperial Lions to the Mangaung Oval on Tuesday in the Momentum One Day Cup with a playoff spot mathematically still possible. The bookies might say it's a long shot for the Free State franchise, who sits second last on the log and as a result must not only pick up maximum points in both their remaining round robin matches, but other results have to go their way. But the side will rather focus on what they can control, and that begins with the all-important clash against the Lions on Tuesday. They go into the encounter looking to break a three-game losing streak. They lost a win coming against the side bottom of the table, the Cape Cobras. When the Lions hosted them in the 17th match of the current campaign, it was the men from Johannesburg who walked away victors, with Nicky van der Berg and Aaron Pungi so starring with the bat and ball respectively in that encounter. The Lions haven't been bulletproof since that match though, falling to defeats against the Dolphins and the Titans in their following three matches, only beating the Warriors in that time. But the Lions still find themselves on solid ground in the race for a playoff spot. They tucked in behind the leading Dolphins in second on the table and have their fate entirely in their hands.
Your World of Champions Supersport will bring you Momentum One Day Cup action between the VKB Knights and Imperial Lions. The Vodacom Bulls have named their touring squad for the upcoming tour of Australasia. Fresh of their first Vodacom Super Rugby win of the season, the Bulls will hope to keep that momentum going against the Reds. After their promising performance against the Highlanders, the long pairing of Ruan Norke and Ian Groenewald were named in the squad alongside loose forward Miller Ace. With Tongan centre Nafi Tuitavaki out injured, captain Birger Oerendal returns after successfully recovering from an ankle injury, while prop Dan van der Westhuizen and Marco Jansen van Vieren will also be headed down under. Morne Steyn, Warwick Kalant and Trevin Yakane are just a few of the regular players named in the squad.
Round 7 Vodacom Super Rugby action kicks off with an all-New Zealand clash between the Chiefs and the Hurricanes. The Emirates Lions face off against the Blues. While the Vodacom Bulls start their Australasian tour against the Reds, there's also a titanic clash between the South Sea Sharks and DHL Stormers.
The Six Nations match between France and Ireland has been postponed in a move aimed at preventing the coronavirus from further spreading. The decision was taken after discussions with the tournament organizer and the French Rugby Federation. A new date for the game is yet to be announced for the clash that will be taking place at the Stade de France. It is the second match to be postponed in this weekend's Six Nations action after the Italy vs England match suffered the same fate.
While two of the three Guinness Six Nations matches are postponed, Supersport will continue to bring you more coverage as Wales take on Scotland. Two of the three remaining unbeaten sides in this season's FNB Varsity Cup squared off at the Darnie Craven Stadium. Marty's eye top spot on the log. Victory over their Cape rivals Ikeys and favourable results would see the Stellenbosch side sit at the summit. Captain Ben Jason Dixon made sure the hosts drew first blood. His five-point try gave his team the advantage. It took more than an hour for the scorers to be troubled again, when Cornel Smith mastered the windy conditions under the Kutzenberg Mountain to slot a penalty. Kyle Bowman's show and go to score his first try of the season made for a tense final 3 minutes after his Ikeys teammate James Tedder converted to pull within a point. This margin was maintained as Marty's held on for a nail-biting 8-7 win to keep their 100% record intact. Marty's made it 5 wins out of 5 with victory over arch rivals Ikeys, while Wit solidified their semi-final ambitions by handing UP Tux a consecutive defeat, CUT beat UWC, and a try at the death for UJ saw them claim a dramatic first win of the season. Marty's rose to the top of the FNB Varsity Cup log, the only team with a 100% record. UP Tux dropped down to second, while the unbeaten Wits moved up a place to third with the game in hand. More Rugby That Rocks comes your way on Supersport with round 7 of the FNB Varsity Cup, headlined by a massive tussle in Potchefstroom, when NWU hosts Marties. The Springbok Sevens team headed to the HSBC Canada Sevens in Vancouver with aspirations of a double cup win in North America. Off the back of victory in Las Vegas a week before, Neil Powell's Chargers were on a high and rode the wave as they powered through the pool stage undefeated. Victories over Japan, Argentina and a 38-0 drubbing of England saw them secure top spot in Pool A. This meant they would face off against the USA in the Cup quarterfinals. Light work was made of the Americans, 4-2 in a 26-10 win. Arch rivals New Zealand were next up in the semi-finals, and this is where the Blitzboks fell short, 27-15. New Zealand eventually went on to defeat Australia in the Cup final to extend their lead at the top of the HSBC World 7 Series standings over South Africa to 11 points. The reigning Vancouver champions were disappointed once again in the bronze final with a loss at the hands of Canada, who recorded their best ever finish in front of their home fans, a record 76,000 plus crowd over the 2 days. There was a shining light in the Blitzboks efforts, as Miller du Plessis was named in the Canada Sevens Dream Team that included two players each from New Zealand, Australia and Canada.
I think we definitely got out of these 2 weeks what we wanted. I think results-wise we would have loved to be in the final at least in this tournament, and I think we had an opportunity to be there, but unfortunately we didn't take those opportunities. I think a great lesson for the young men that was in the side that haven't won a lot, especially the first tournament, that week is a short turnaround, so you almost need to get quicker back to zero, where when we won a tournament and then go back home, you've got 2.5 weeks to get your feet back onto the ground. So I think we came into this tournament maybe a little bit complacent, but we'll have a hard chat about it and make sure that we learn from this experience.
New Zealand picked up their third title in 6 events and lead the standings with 115 points, 11 clear of South Africa, 32 ahead of third place Fiji, and Australia moved into fourth spot with 81 points, 4 ahead of fifth place England. The HSBC World Rugby Sevens Roadshow rolls into London next, and you can catch all the action live on your World of Champions.
Make sure you don't miss out on any of the Formula One action as the Heineken Joburg Festival touches down in South Africa. Coverage will be live on SuperSport.
Israel Adesanya is the UFC's newest breed of superstar. The 30-year-old Nigerian-born New Zealander made his UFC debut in 2018 and in 2019 became an undefeated middleweight champion. At the age of 10, his parents relocated from Lagos to the land of the long white cloud, settling in Rotorua, a city in the North Island where his love for combat sport grew. As a teenager, he turned to kickboxing after being inspired by a Muay Thai film, a discipline which remains ingrained in his fighting style till this day. He is just as engaging out of the cage with his ring walk, including a break dancing routine with a group of friends, which is complemented by his Conor McGregor-like charisma and charm. The man, who fittingly goes by the pseudonym Style Bender on Twitter, is already a history maker in his adopted New Zealand after becoming the first combat sport athlete to win the Sportsman of the Year award at the Holberg Awards since 1953, beating out the likes of Black Cap skipper Kane Williamson and racing driver Scott McLaughlin. His rapid ascent looks set to continue with his name in the mix to face a variety of high-profile opponents, including all-time great UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones.
Player. Else. Person. Worsthazen, Schwartzel, and Bobby Locke, legends on the links. supported by Antoine Rupert Wines, and coming soon to SuperSport.
The Players Championship is next on the PGA Tour's agenda. You can catch every shot live on SuperSport.
Another riveting weekend awaits right here on your World of Champions SuperSport, with action and drama plenty waiting in the wings. As always, there's plenty of football to feast on. The Nedbank Cup gets back up and running as Mamelodi Sundowns take on Highlands Park, while over in England, Man City aim to get back to winning ways against Burnley. But the big clash in the Premier League sees Tottenham at home to a rampant Manchester United. Real Madrid and Barcelona's battle continues for top spot on the La Liga log as they take on Eibar and Mallorca. This weekend we'll also see the conclusion of the Paris to Nice race, with the final stages taking place on Saturday and Sunday. After their dominant ODI performance against Australia, the Proteas' next challenge is India in their own backyard, with the first one-day international taking place on Sunday, and we'll see the legends of the game in action in the over-50s Cricket World Cup taking place in Cape Town. The SLC Sharks and DHL Stormers highlight round 6 of Vodacom Super Rugby, and the Bulls get their tour of Australasia underway against the Reds. In the Six Nations, only one match will be taking place, that being Wales against Scotland. With no European Tour, golfing fans can still look forward to the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass, with world number 1 Rory McIlroy out to make it back-to-back titles. And last but not least, the Melbourne Grand Prix circuit awaits the new Formula One season, with Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton out to equal Michael Schumacher's record of 7 drivers' championships. So make sure your TV is locked on SuperSport so that you don't miss a single minute as the sporting drama unfolds on your World of Champions.